This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky Venues President David Beck says holding the Kentucky State Fair, even though it is in a modified form, is important for agriculture. Beck says extra planning was required to put on this year's fair that kicks off Thursday at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville.
For the last couple of years, we've had over 600,000 people attend. We've had online ticket sales from each of Kentucky's 120 counties for the last 2 years, and we're using that as a foundation to grow it, to make it bigger and better for everybody in Kentucky, and looking forward, because I believe it is where Kentuckians come together.
Beck says two major events will be highlighted.
And we'll have the livestock shows, 4-H and SFA, and they'll also have the World Championship Horse Show. Those are the two major events that we'll continue to have. Pretty much everything else that we've traditionally had will not take place. We will not have the exhibits inside. We will not have the exhibits outside. It's more like a closed show. Just those people participating will be those in the livestock area and the horse show area.
He says people will still be able to keep up with the state fair.
The World Championship Horse Show, watch it live stream, and also we'll be able to have some of the livestock events as well. That way, they can go to our website to get information about that, and we encourage people to do that. The championship drive is where we highlight the best of this for the young people. That will be live streamed as well.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.